8:30 past 12, Pete Fornitalis, Monday, April 3rd, Oscar Day 78, at WNEW-FM in New York. Good afternoon.
I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when singing. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you're singing. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock.
Long Island Junior High PTA, in drawing up this code, was not to set up a list of don'ts, but to give parents and pupils some idea of what is considered good citizenship today. Included in the code are spiritual guidance, social behavior, school attire, home parties, hours to be home, respect for property, and weapons. These students are portraying what we consider bad taste in school attire and behavior. This student is wearing an ankle bracelet, dungarees, and dropped earrings. Open shirt, black jacket, dungarees are mentioned in the code as not proper school attire. This student is wearing an extremely tight skirt and tight sweater. Off-the-shoulder dresses or earrings are considered improper for school wear. This assembled group is our ideal of the proper school attire and social behaviors of the Hicksville Junior High students.
Let's put our hands together and give a warm Detroit welcome to Danny and the Junior.
And you show that at the hop, 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 hop. Way over on your side, spin and meet you up so when you see Ken at the hop, 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 hop. Do the dance, you say she dance, we put on this shit at the hop, 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 hop. Let's go to the hop, everybody. Let's go to the hop,
oh baby.
Let's go to the hop,
oh baby.
Let's go to the hop.
Come on, let's go to the hop.
Avenue. Is there anybody here from Brooklyn? The Planetones with Professor Capuano.
It was meant to be that way, though I don't know why. I don't care what people say, rock and roll is here to stay.
We don't care what people say, rock and roll is here to stay.
Now, there is a true case of art imitating life, imitating art, or vice versa. From the top, we heard a documentary excerpt from the 1973 film Let the Good Times Roll, Bill Haley and the Comets, from Blackboard Jungle, Rock Around the Clock. And so powerful was that song that it later became the subject of a movie in and of itself called Rock Around the Clock. We heard some more from the documentary Let the Good Times Roll, including the Levittown High School dress code that's probably still in effect to this very day, no doubt. At the Hop, which was from a live Richard Nader performance by Danny and the Juniors a couple of years ago that was featured in the film Let the Good Times Roll. And from American Hot Wax, we heard the introduction to the show, and Rock and Roll is Here to Stay, as performed by Kenny Vance and Brooklyn Dreams under the guise of Professor Laplano, etc., etc., etc. Of course, the film American Hot Wax brings to mind Alan Freed's contributions to rock and roll, not only in the areas of the music business and radio, but also motion pictures. In his time, Freed made a number of films featuring rock attractions, including one called Mr. Rock and Roll in 1957, Don't Knock the Rock in 56. Some of these show up on late night television every so often, but not too often. The one that I remember the best came out in 1959, just before the fall and demise of Alan Freed as a power in rock and roll. And I remember clipping this little excerpt here from the Daily News of Wednesday, July 29th, 1959. I won't tell you the name of the film because it was taken from the chorus of a very popular rock and roll recording of the day, but let me share this review with you, okay? Lowe's Theater Circuit is offering a strange combination of new films this week, combined with a rock and roll picture featuring Jimmy Clanton, Alan Freed, Chuck Berry, and Sandy Stewart. is a British war film called Hell in Korea. The dual bill is headed by the rock and roll musical produced by Freed for Hal Roach Jr. and directed by Paul Landers from a screenplay by Gary Alexander. Get this. Since I'm not a member of the wobbly-kneed, nervous-hipped, rocky-voiced set, the impact of all the talent that Freed has gathered to entertain his fans left me cold. But the picture is filled with the special talent dear to the rock and roll enthusiasts. Besides the singers and musicians mentioned above, the Flamingos, the Cadillacs, Joanne Campbell, Eddie Cochran, Jackie Wilson, the late Richie Valens, and Harvey of Harvey and the Moonglows are featured entertainers in the nightclub sequences. The plot, such as it is woven about Jimmy Clanton and Sandy Stewart as a pair of orphans who sing their way into each other's hearts, with Jimmy picking up fame for himself on the way and becoming one of bandleader Alan Freed's star performers. Clanton, featuring an amazing hairdo, sings some of the numbers that have made him a top recording star, all in his own special style. Unlike Jackie Wilson, he is no Presley imitator, but has won his rock and roll laurels by being himself. This film was given 2.5 stars by Kate Cameron back in 1959. And as I said, it took its title from the chorus of this rock and roll classic. From the 1959 film Go, Johnny, Go, a performance by Richie Valens of La Bamba. Richie, of course, had died in the plane crash that took the life of Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper earlier that year in February, and had filmed his one and only movie appearance shortly before that. The film did not make it out into the theaters until the summer of 59 and had that poignant moment attached to it. Chuck Berry, from whose song Johnny Be Good, was taken the title of that film. Go, Johnny, Go. 29 before 1. Pete Fornital with the first half hour of 24 hours of the best of movie rock behind us at WNEW-FM in New York. 23.5 hours, obviously, ahead. Pete Fornital at WNEW-FM in New York with the best of movie rock. There is no sense in going a step further without mentioning and acknowledging the contribution of the late Elvis Presley to this genre. I think it is fair to say, or at least most rock aficionados agree, that there was a point after which Elvis movies had less and less to do with rock and roll. Most people point to his return from the army as the beginning of that era. Much more a middle-of-the-road type entertainment as opposed to hardcore rock and roll. But forgetting that or putting it aside, it is nonetheless true that in the spectacular persona of Elvis Presley rock and roll was brought to the movie screens and movie theaters around the country and around the world, beginning in 1956 with this film.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me dear, tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all the years, till the end of time. Love me tender, love me true, dreams fulfilled. For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
Winter, summer, springtime too, loving you, loving you, makes no difference where I go or what I may do. I'll always be loving you.
Every man shining star over his shoulder. And when a man sees his flaming star, he knows his time has come. Flaming star, don't shine me, flaming star. Flaming star, keep behind me, flaming star. There's a lot of living I gotta do. Give me time to make a few dreams come true. Flaming star. A room with a view of the beautiful Rhine. Give us a room with a view of the beautiful Rhine. Give me a mighty old creek in Texas or any old time. Occupation GI Blue.
Occupation GI Blue.
Ready.
Elvis Presley, say what you will about his later celluloid epics, he certainly did a lot to bring rock and roll to the theaters. We started with Love Me Tender from 1956 and 57, two Presley films, Lovin' You and Jailhouse Rock, 1958, King Creole, and in 1960, to coincide with his army service, to keep Elvis in the minds and hearts of his fans, there were two films released, Flaming Star and G.I. Blues. We heard the title songs from all. It's 10 before 1 at WNEW-FM in New York. WNEW-FM in New York. How many of you remember that Duane Eddy had a giant instrumental hit with the title song from this 1960 movie that starred Dick Clark?
Bop-a-loo-la, I don't make my baby.
be ba 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 she my baby da, my baby da, my baby da. Be ba 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 I don't want my baby. Be ba 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 she my baby da, my baby da, my baby da. Let's rock again.